AI is so scary. It is so scary. And like, it's so smart that when they joke around like, oh, you're going to be out of a job, part of me really feels like it's only a matter of time.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. Never, ever until the last couple days did I ever think that that was a real thing. I was like, not me. They can't beat me. They might beat somebody else, but they're not going to beat me. I'm a genius. There's no way they could beat me. And then I heard this and I was like, oh, God, we're dead. Yep. As soon as somebody figures this out, we're dead.
So Suno.com is this website you can go to. It's an AI website. And what they do is you can put in anything and it'll create a song for you instantaneously. And at first, when we heard about it, we said to producer John, who's smarter, you or the robot to write songs? Because producer John is an incredible artist. He writes songs all the time.
Thank you so much, Anna. And yeah, I'm amazing. And no robot can possibly beat me ever.
Okay.
Right.
That's why we're going to put it to the test right now.
So bad, man.
So
I mean, I need you to hook up and find out where Skynet is. I'm telling you, bro.
Yesterday, I went and I put in for the first thing. All you have to do is write a quick description of what you want. And I wrote a sad song about why Raven is good at pop culture trivia. Within 45 seconds, it produced a song. I gave producer John that same line, a sad song about why Raven is good at pop culture trivia.
And let me just say real quick that I am not a great singer, but I know how to write a song. I've been playing guitar for 25 years. I've played in bands, played professionally for a very long time. So the vocal quality, yes, I get it. Not as great, but still.
I mean, there's a structure in all that, though, and you get that.
Here's AI.
We're gonna feed Raven ain't discreet. She's got a mind like a vault, no memories to delete.
You're a girl.
That's the only thing that AI did wrong.
AI thinks that you're a girl, Raven.
That's all right. I can handle that.
And then the song continues.
With razor sharp wit and a memory so strong. She's got every answer, never gets it wrong.
I mean, this is true.
I'm still a girl.
From TV shows to famous quotes, she's got it all locked up in a mental note. But deep inside, there's a sadness she hides. Lonely nights spent with knowledge by her side.
True, Raven?
Seriously?
At night, you're just sad by yourself because you know too much pop culture trivia?
I mean, here's the thing, dude. I mean, let me just ask you this is a robot making you feel. Like, you told it to make you sad, and if you didn't know me and you were pondering this, heck, if you do know me, you might be thinking, is Raven okay?
She knows it all, but who's there to know her?
Who's there to know you, Raven?
Are you crying, John? Because it's over.
Oh, boy.
How does that make you feel?
I'll just tell you this, you know, I don't know if the people listening turned on the Anna and Raven show expecting to hear a man's dream die in real time. But, oh boy.
Here's John's song.
Raven, why do you know that much about Taylor Swift? Oh, why can't I beat Raven?
I see what you did there.
You like that, right?
It's a beautiful callback to a lovely track that's out there, right?
I'm not even going to lie, though. You can't compare the two. You can't.
I mean, how is there harmony on this other one? There's like a group of people singing.
But coming up next, I asked it, right? a rock and roll song about being late for work, and they put swears in there. I had to edit it. Wait till you hear this. It's coming up next. There's a new AI website that will write a song for you about absolutely anything you want. The website is Suno.com, and when I heard about it, I'm like, how good could it possibly be? Raven, producer John, as we've learned over the last few minutes, it's pretty good.
I mean, I couldn't believe we were in a meeting when you brought this up. You typed in the sentence, and again, it's one sentence. It's not, you know, suggestive keywords or anything like that. And 15 seconds later, it spit out a song that was 3 minutes long.
And good.
And good.
Yeah. And our challenge today is AI robot versus producer John, because what producer John is writes songs for a living. And how does it feel, John, when you see these AI robots come in and do these incredible jobs in 30 seconds.
Well, wrote songs for a living would probably be more apt. There's a past tense thing that I think needs to happen here. Thank you for the reverie right now, by the way.
But there's hope. So there's hope. Listen to this. So if you missed it a few minutes ago, the first thing we asked the robot to do was to write a sad song about why Raven is good at pop culture trivia. And honestly, it buried you, John. It did such a good job.
It was the thing that was striking was it was actually emotional. It was actually emotional. But, I mean, the only thing it did wrong was call me a girl.
And is that wrong?
Am I supposed to complain about that nowadays? I can't complain about that nowadays. I just got to take that on the chin.
So the second song I asked is to write a rock and roll song about being late for work. Now, what I did not expect the robot to do was write songs that had swears in it. So I had to heavily edit this, okay?
Alarm clock screaming, but I'm wide awake. I overslept, man, this ain't no mistake. I jump out of bed. My heart pumping fast, but the traffic outside, it's a damn blast. I hit the gas pedal, pushing on the brakes. Little finger to the clock, cause I'm playing with fate. Boss man's calling, saying I'm IA, but I ain't got time for that corporate ballet.
I mean, it's crazy. There's an anthem sing-along. It's like Strokes, AC/DC, White Stripes.
I was going to say AI produced by the Black Keys, but yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy.
There's more.
Blowing off steam. I'm running late, but who cares?
You think that's how the Black Keys did it?
Well, crazy.
I mean, it's got angst, it's got anger, it's got rock and roll.
I mean, it's all pent up.
Yeah, and then there's producer John's version. Ready?
Wake up in the morning about 5:45. Head to the gym after a healthy breakfast. I'm well hydrated and I'm showered too. I made my kids lunch, then I take them to school. These are all the things that I wanted to do. Instead, I scrolled on my phone for an hour or two.
That one was closer.
But there's a little punchline at the end. There was funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Come on, guys. There was funny. The robot can't do funny my point.
Oh, I missed that.
Do you want me to ask it right now?
Just don't. Don't ask it anything. No, okay. Don't teach it anymore.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Okay.
And it's all input. Mm-hmm.